Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Welcome, claimed listeners, watchers, whatever you're listening to this or watching this. I have a very special guest with me today. She's yet another amazing, incredible woman who has joined our claimed, we were just joking with Dana, claimed coven community journey, whatever you want to call it. And she's here with us today to share her journey and her story. And welcome, Dana. I'm super excited to be speaking with you today. I know this is a brave act for a lot of women who come in because this might be the first time they're doing it. And so I really wanted to, to just let you know how grateful and humbled I am that you decided to share your story, because I know it gets quite vulnerable sometimes. So, but obviously it's up to you what you share, how you share and all of that. I'm just extremely, extremely grateful. So Dana, we'll start with you telling us a little bit about yourself and who you are, where you come from, and why are you here? That's the most important question.
Yeah, that's the big one. So I am from the Northeast U.S. I grew up on the Connecticut-New York state line. That's where I am. I grew up in a very middle-class family. You know, the culture of the 80s and 90s when I was a child and a young teenager was very much, you can do anything you want to do. Girls can do anything boys can do. So I very much internalized that as an academic and intellectual child, especially since the family that I grew up in, really my mom was a stay-at-home mother. My aunts and the women in my family were secretaries, bank tellers. We had some teachers and nurses, and they're all wonderful, noble paths. But I knew that those weren't the paths for me. And I knew that I had different goals for my career. So I think that part of me kind of associated femininity and womanhood with something that I didn't want and that I didn't want for myself. So I think that in a lot of ways, I modeled my professional path and the way that I approached things after what I saw my father do and what I saw men do. And so I did very well in school, and I went on to begin a career in pharmaceuticals shortly after I graduated. And that's where I've continued. And one thing that really brought me to joining this program was primarily noticing that I had a lot of patterns and relationships that were on repeat. And I had done a lot of work on myself, primarily because I was divorced a few years ago, and that really set me on a trajectory, really when I was a few years into my marriage and even out of it, to just start examining what was going on and trying to find, honestly, just a way to be happy. But doing all the personal development work I did cultivated a lot of self-awareness. And any therapist or life coach or whomever I spoke to noticed that about me. And I had a lot of answers and a lot of explanations for why I was the way I was and why I had the problems that I had, but I had no idea how to solve them. And I had no idea how to find resolution or relief from some of the things I was experiencing. So I found the ad for your work on Facebook. I was at a breaking point, really, at that point. I had been in a relationship for a few years, and I can get into that a little bit more too. But at that point, I had just hit my 34th birthday that week. And I kind of felt this pull towards, okay, what does my future look like? And am I in a place and a position in my life where I can get there? And when I read your words, it was like you were reading my mind. And I had a preliminary understanding of polarity from a past workshop program I had done a year and a half ago, but it was very surface level and more in line with the concept of just physical attraction. It didn't really go too far beyond that. But I recognized that that was a problem for me, and I knew that it was something that I struggled with. So I saw that, and I just, your words resonated with me so deeply that I was like, yep, I have to do this. I have to see what's up.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you did.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about what happened. And you have a pretty amazing story in terms of the work and what you have done and what happened for you. But Dana, some of the things that kind of stood out to me in terms of what you said, I want to get into that first before we talk about, well, what happened on this discovery call, why you signed up and what happened in the program, most importantly. You said that, you know, femininity and womanhood was something that you didn't want, you know, as you looked at your mother and as you looked at the women in your life and around you. Could you talk more about that and how that influenced you? And I guess this is one of the beliefs you might have worked on in the program. So yeah, tell me more about that. And most importantly, I guess, how that has changed now for you.
Yeah, I think that at the time, and no one had explained this to me, I was a child picking up what was going on in the world around me. And I think that I was getting conflicting messages from my home life and my family versus society and school and just the media. And what I saw and what I internalized was this idea that the opportunities that I had as a woman and what I saw as a model for womanhood just didn't resonate with me. It just didn't feel like that corresponded with both what I thought I was supposed to do. So that's one thing that is not a genuine, you know, didn't come organically, but also with where I felt my sense of purpose was either. So I think I really shut that part of myself down for a long time. I was also a competitive gymnast, so my relationship with my body was conflicted as well. My relationship with my hormones was essentially non-existent for a very long time, and I had an absent cycle for years. And so I think that that all very much shaped the path I was on, and I went into my career really looking to outsmart and outwork the men around me to prove that I deserved a place at the table. And I don't even think that was necessarily conscious. Maybe the outsmarting part was a little bit conscious, but, you know, I saw that as my way. And I was going into it always feeling like I had something to prove. Mm-hmm. That's not something that consciously came to me until about a year ago, maybe. It was before I joined Acclaimed, I started realizing that that was something that I had interpreted and internalized false beliefs about as a child, or limiting beliefs, if you will, or conflicting beliefs even. And I've always respected my mother for being a stay-at-home mother. My sister is as well now for her children. And I've always very much respected those paths. It never felt like it was what was my future. So clearly my sister internalized a different message than I did, because she always knew she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So I didn't see that as a bad thing. I just saw it as not me. And I didn't know how to reconcile being a woman with having a career and seeing both as something that's harmonious and not clashing, if you will.
And so through this journey, and obviously we're kind of skipping ahead, but I'm curious, what has changed for you?
I would say the biggest shift when it comes to purpose and career and my place in the world is that I always, for years, and this was something I struggled with, it was very stressful for me, that I saw my value as a direct result of what I contributed and how much money my projects made. And that probably was not a fair metric for anybody, because I'm not even a salesperson. I was an early stage development person. So I'm relating my worth to how much these products are selling, and I'm not even the one selling them. So I was making myself into a math equation, as if that was solely where my value was lying. And I would say I've really felt a shift over the last 6.5 months that I've been doing the program, but definitely in terms of seeing that differently and seeing that my value isn't a math equation. It's not about the direct relationship between what I do and how much money it makes, that my value is in my creativity and my passion and my sense of purpose and my ability to relate and bring people together and my knowledge and my interest in what I'm doing and so many other things that are intangibles and can't really be quantified.
And probably your body as well.
Yeah, that's definitely true too.
Because I'm like, embodiment and, you know, because you mentioned, I think, you know, the hormones and
yeah,
the cycle and everything. And you know, we do all of that in the program. It's almost like an awakening for so many women. And, you know, in my webinar that you saw, I talk about women are so disconnected. And I feel like whoever's listening to your story, Dana, are just probably shaking their heads because, well, I wouldn't say it's most women, because clearly you have a sister who, you know, embodied a different message and that's what she wants. And that's beautiful. But a lot of the women like me and you had the same types of beliefs. You know, we've seen women, and you know, the thing that it's not that it pisses me off, but what I find bizarre is that we tend to look at our generations, you know, our mothers and aunts and grandmothers, and some, I mean, obviously this is all subconscious. We just tend to live those beliefs, not realizing like, hello, we live in a completely different world and we don't need to live that story anymore, you know, which was absolutely true at the time that we were growing up. Like I'm the same. And, you know, all the women that we work with are ambitious, driven. You know, I've been always at the top of my game. Everybody was telling me, my girlfriend recently told me, you are the most ambitious person I know. And I was like, what? I just thought, you know, this is me, you know? And so, yeah. And when we looked at women, actually my story is a little bit different, Dana, as you know, because I didn't grow up in America. I didn't go through that kind of, you know, Betty Friedan, you know, when men came from war, all the women are like, yeah, my purpose is to be a stay-at-home mom and be in the kitchen and, you know, obsessed about, I don't know, appliances and recipes and things like that. Like I didn't see that model. I saw a completely different model, which is, you know, well, it was still Soviet Union when I was born, where women were just doing everything like men because they were all comrades. It didn't matter whether you had a penis or a vagina. It's literally like produce, go and produce, which has its own problems, right, that I'm dealing with. But anyways, yeah, so I love what you're saying in terms of that shifted for you from seeing your value and your worth. And I always talk about, you know, who the big could be the big question that as women enter this journey, it's like, who am I behind everything that I've achieved and everything that I've done? I've asked myself this question as well. And I had to really work on the same thing that you just mentioned, Dana, that my worth and my value does not come from that. How much money I make, how many clients I bring, you know, how do I show up in the world? So I love what you said. I was making myself into a math equation. I think this might be our title for this episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, beautiful. Looking forward to hear some more realizations and the aha moments, especially in your relationship dynamics. But one other thing that I wanted to get into, something that you said, that you've done a lot of work on yourself. And in terms of, you know, you realized that there were some patterns in relationships for you in your relationship dynamic with men that were on repeat. And you're very self-aware, like you understood perhaps where they come from and why they're happening. But you said that there's no resolution or relief or in terms of how to actually solve them. And I find that's actually the most common scenario with the women that we work with, because we work with a lot of women who've been in therapy, who've done other programs, who've done meditation, a lot of different things, even coaches and things like that. And then when they come into the program, they're like, oh my God, the embodiment is the missing piece. Maybe that's what you're going to say as well. But I'm really curious in terms of what has been your journey and why do you feel like with this experience and with this program, you were able to, well, it seems like that's what you hear. You were able to find that resolution, to find that relief and how to solve that.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the work I had done, it really started, I kind of had a very quintessential Saturn's return story. It was around the time I turned 29. I needed a whole new start with the way I was approaching things. And my marriage just wasn't working. My career at the time wasn't working. And so I really dove into self-help books. I went down this path of starting my meditation practice and focusing. I had worked with a coach for a little while, I guess, kind of a life coach type therapy situation for a while. As I kept digging, I did a hypnosis meditation program. I went to a therapist for EMDR. I tried a lot of different things and I think they would give me some relief, but it was usually minor and temporary. Meditation, if I was consistent with it, was definitely a helpful practice and it's something I've continued. But I think one of the biggest problems, and this is one of my big aha moments that came out during a call with Stephanie about 3 months ago. We were talking about something. I honestly don't even know what, maybe money or something along those lines. But she asked me how I was feeling. And I said something along the lines of, I'm feeling like I just want to move past this. And she said, no, you need to feel into it. And I, at that moment, I was like, oh, okay. And that's what I had been doing for so long, as I was looking to solve and fix and find what was on the other side that was going to fix these problems so that I didn't have to deal with them again. And I realized that that came from a place of resistance and not acceptance. And so the program and that practice and the embodiment has really taught me, and especially the longer flows, that's something that incorporating those really made a huge difference for me, because it has taught me patience with myself and with my feelings and made it a safe place to actually feel them and process them without intellectualizing, without being so solution driven, and to allow release and not push to find answers.
Yeah. I love what you're sharing, because that is pretty much the premise of feminine embodiment. And that's what I'm saying. I'm telling all the women who I jump on discovery calls, when I ask them what's the missing piece, they all say, oh, you know, it's probably the tools, you know, or, you know, I just need a framework. I need to get out of my head. So there's something in there that we do not understand why we can't get through it. And it all has to do with that kind of a masculine, as you said. I love what you shared, because it was all about how can I fix this and what is the solution? Because that's the, I guess, personal growth, personal development, you know, 7 habits of highly effective people. That's what we learn in school, in college, at work. Like, here's a framework, a 5-step process, and it's like, go, you know, and if it, something doesn't work, then there's always a solution. Let's just think about, let's have a meeting about it, and then we'll figure it out, you know? But yeah. And through the flows, and I love this practice so much, especially for women, because it creates, so you mentioned something really important, safety, right? It creates a lot of safety in the body. And I always tell women, first of all, it gets you out of your head and into your body. And second, it accesses those deeper parts of yourself where you just create space and acceptance, right? And when Stephanie told you, and for those of you listening, Stephanie's the, she's been through the program as well, had seen amazing results, and now she's in the coaching role in our program. And yeah, it's that I just want to get past through. Okay, well, let's feel into what you're feeling now. Can you, and you know, I always prompt in our drop-ins, and that's why we do the flow. Can you allow yourself to sit with the discomfort, with the unknown, with the uncomfortable in your body, with what is now? And most of us have no idea how to do that. And the path to what you want and the solutions that you want is actually in it. It's going through the shit. It's feeling what is uncomfortable and addressing that. Because most of the time in personal growth work, and as you said, it's a mental framework. What's the mental framework here so that I can do the steps and then move forward? And nobody teaches us how to sit with what's here now without having the answer. That's the big thing. Like, I know when I drop women into the body, they're like, oh my God, you know, can I sit with it? A lot of women can't, you know, in the beginning, but then that's why you practice. And then you come to this place of, wow, I can actually sit with it. And number one, it's not as scary as I thought, because that's the problem. People don't go there. They don't have the tools, but they're also really scared about what's inside. And then once they drop into the body, they realize actually it's not. We were just never taught how to feel, but that's what all there is about. So we always talk about feminine embodiment principles as in depth first, which is what we just discussed. And I agree with you. That's at the bottom of this. And the solution to what we're seeking is that in that. And then what was I going to say? Oh yeah. And structure second, of course, all these frameworks and everything. And I mean, clearly, Dana, you're a very intelligent, ambitious, successful woman. And I think that's why things have come together for you so beautifully and for all the women who are in this program, because we do the depth first and then you apply any structure that you want and then it just clicks and it's this beautiful kind of cocktail of magnetism as we talk about and all of that. So I love what you shared. So Dana, let's move forward with what other realizations or aha moments happened for you as you went through this claim journey. So you mentioned that in the beginning, I love that you're like 29 Saturn returns, of course, breakpoint, you were divorced and all of that. So when you joined the program, tell us more about a few aha moments, or let's say your major kind of breakthroughs or shifts that you've experienced.
Yeah, I would say another major shift I experienced, and this is something that even was more recent as the program went on, and maybe just over the last couple of months, realizing that I sucked at receiving. I just didn't know how to receive really anything. Even when I was younger, as much as I would be touched if someone complimented me on something, I never internalized that. I never really took it in. And so that's something that I've tried to actually be really conscious of now. Not tried like it's work, but made a decision to appreciate and look for ways that I can receive, actually. Sometimes I make it a little game with myself too, in all aspects of life, not just in my relationship, but in everything. But in my relationship, I find that that's something that I'm making a point to do, because while things are very different now and our dynamic has certainly shifted, even in the past, I think that there were many times that maybe he was doing something for me and I just didn't see it or feel it. So I've really focused a little bit on making myself receptive and being in that energy. And I've seen that that is different. And the more that I do that, the more I get. So, because I think, you have to be able to hold what's given to you. So that's been one big thing for me too. And I would say another major shift, and probably for me, one of the most valuable ones besides the patience, because I really needed that one. needed that one badly. That was a lesson I was 34 years in the making on that one. But it taught me to have a different sense of faith around change and a sense of peace, because I had never seen a relationship successfully evolve or change before. I had never seen what I'd wanted to see. I was wanting something that I hadn't had a model for, that I hadn't experienced in past relationships. And so it was very hard to see it or to believe it without seeing it. And one really major situation that brought me to that point was after things had evolved with my boyfriend, we had been on a trip to Costa Rica a couple months ago and ended up having a couple of unexpected delays. The airline canceled on us twice, and we're stranded in Costa Rica. And I have a lot more history of being a seasoned traveler. So I got into triage mode. I am on the phone with the airline and the hotels and the rental companies and everyone else, the COVID testing facility, everything. So I'm going into just plan, attack mode. And I was so in my head about it. And we got home from that trip after those 2 days of scrambling to find a way home. And after a few days, we sat down one day and I started to get emotional. I said, "Why does everything feel so bad? Why does everything feel so off between us?" And he said, "I know, everything does feel off. I don't know what it is." And then I stopped and thought about it. And then I realized, I said, I totally lost balance. I went completely into my masculine side. I didn't do my flow during that time. I didn't connect with myself at all. I really just went head first, literally. And what happened after that was finding balance again. And that was a huge shift, because things will not always be great or perfect, and life happens. And I know that I will lose balance a little bit from time to time, and that's okay. And now I know it's okay. And it doesn't make me panic or freak out or lose my inner peace, because I realize I can get it back again.
Yeah. That's a big one as well.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training, How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
I very much relate to what you're saying, Dana, because, you know, I mean, obviously I'm the founder of this and I'm the head coach or whatever, but like I'm not perfect and I'm not trying to conceal it somehow or hide it because I have really bad days as well. And my life is a constant roller coaster, just like any other woman's life. But I think what I learned through the years with this practice is what we talked about before. And also what you just mentioned is number one, how can I just sit with that? Right. And how can I sit with it? How do we sit with it? We just do our practice. Right? You do our flow and you give your body the tools to release and the avenues to actually release because the body holds tension. And so all of that tension gets accumulated throughout the years. And we walk around like literally women walk around so tense and so angular. And just there's a lot of that tension and it's an energy thing. And obviously men feel it. Like nobody wants to be around a woman who's constantly tense and in her head and all of that. And so, you know, I constantly go through ups and downs. But because I have something to fall back on, which is my practice, I always know. And now with this practice, I know it all goes on in waves. You know, as soon as I drop, well, string tells me, do not say drop on my hands and knees because that's weird. Women who haven't done it before, it's like, what are you talking about? All right, let's say just the practice, you know, and then you do your flow. And then you say, yeah, once you do your longer flow, it's kind of like you emerge out of that experience with a completely different sensation and feeling around it that it's okay. And no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. And you can get into your head and you can do all of these things, but you know, now you know that it's just part of the journey. You know, and it's fine. Like, how can I show up again? You know, I'm in the middle of moving now and it's like crazy pregnancy, toddler screaming. And, you know, what you said, patience. I mean, this is what my husband told me so many times, especially after because when I met him, I actually wasn't doing embodiment. I think it was after about a year when I found this whole embodiment. And he gives me so many compliments now in terms of, he's in awe of like, how does our relationship work? You know, we don't fight. You know, he's like, if something happens, you cool off very, very quickly, you know, because a lot of women, and that's what the pattern is, to just stay in that energy of stress and tension for days, like for days. And we were talking with him about it. He's like, yeah, my friend over here, his wife is like angry 3 days already and like not talking to him. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how that works or, you know, how I'd be able to handle that. So, yeah, I love that you shared that and that you said, you know, never seen what I wanted. And it's hard to believe without seeing it. So let's talk about polarity in men, Dana. Because you haven't seen that, I'm really curious, how is it now for you and what has shifted and what have you learned about men and polarity and how do you interact with it all now?
I think that part of me had a lot of limiting beliefs around relationships too. And so that was something I really had to work on. Just in general, I had this mindset of, you know, the magic dies. It's the old ball and chain mentality that if you're in a relationship, that the magic dies. And so I had definitely had that belief for a long time and I watched it play out in my life and past relationships. I would say it wasn't really a model of my parents because my parents had a very different relationship than what I've played out in my life. But all of the men I dated or didn't date, I attracted a lot of criers. There was a lot of emotion. It sounds silly to say, but I can't tell you how many men I have seen cry. The answer is many, but it's just very emotional. And it was always just, I felt so cold and horrible for being so turned off, but I was. And my marriage was really heartbreaking because things were good when we were dating. And it was as it evolved and certain dynamics changed that I felt like I lost something that I had and I just couldn't get it back and tried for 5 years to get it back. And so that was really hard to overcome. And it's come into my current and more recent relationship too. The ability, and only recently, the ability to have faith that things can get better or not even just go back to the way they were, but be better than the way they were is something I never saw before. And I guess that in the past, my approach was to push, to force, to try to make change happen, to lash out or emotionally break down when I was triggered versus because I had nowhere else to take it. I didn't know how to process those emotions. So they would kind of explode out and it never resolved anything, obviously. So I've seen a whole new approach with this that has given me a tool that has changed everything and changed my approach and my energy because it's really taught me that it's not about urgency or desperation. There's a safe place I can go. And I'm empowered to do that. I felt very powerless before in pretty much all of my relationships. And so that's a big shift too.
Yeah. So you, through this process, I'm assuming that you've seen your man step up. So how is the dynamic now between the two of you?
Yeah. So a little background. He and I met shortly after my divorce. I was not looking for a relationship. I was having my fun. I put the fun in funnel that time. That was quite the year. And I was probably a little too good at the funnel, but I was not looking for a relationship. I was just having fun. And I wasn't in a place where I was ready for commitment. So he's significantly younger than me. It was just meant to be like, you know, we're just going to enjoy each other and have fun. And so things kind of evolved, but even as we started a relationship, it was one where I kind of had one foot out the door and we were kind of meeting each other where we were. And it was okay because he was young and I was not committed to anything too much, at least beyond my comfort zone. But as time went on, that didn't work for me anymore. A few years went by. We were together about 2.5 years went by the time I joined the program in the fall, winter timeframe. And the things that had worked in the past where we had kind of compartmentalized our relationship and lived the rest of our lives separately, it wasn't working anymore. And I felt like I was doing everything around the house, paying the bills, managing everything, planning all of our trips and activities, paying for almost everything because I felt like if I'm older and make more money, I should be. And I was doing all these things and growing to resent him for it. And there were times I tried to explain this to him. You can imagine how well that went. But to be fair, 50% of the time, it just didn't really go anywhere. And some of the time he did listen, and some of the time it did create small change, but most of the time it just wasn't really affecting much. But I realized that I was resenting him, and I felt like the passion and the heat were not reliable or really there, not much at least in our relationship. And I was just feeling very unfulfilled. And I also was at a point at turning 34 that he had never brought up the future of our relationship. He never talked about seeing a future with me. And even though we had moved in together, and it was kind of just, I don't even know how that conversation came up. It was just, I guess we're doing this. But so not very, there wasn't much initiative there. And it started to really get to me that what am I doing with my time that I don't necessarily have a huge amount of, you know, biologically at this point. And I don't want to be with someone, even if he's okay with it. I don't want to drag him along with my life plan. I want him to have a vision with me, and I want him to genuinely want to make a future with me happen, not just be along for the ride that I'm going on, that I'm driving. So that started to really bother me. And so we did break up for a little while, and I started the program. And really within a few weeks, something happened, and we met up one day just to talk. And 12 hours later, I don't even know, it was just, we felt a completely different energy between us. And I couldn't explain it. He couldn't explain it, besides he felt a different energy between us too. And it changed everything. And I didn't know what to expect from there, but I was treading lightly. I was dating other people casually at the time. And he did start stepping up. He really started stepping up. And I didn't have to ask him to at all. It was as if everything I'd been saying and wanting for the last 2 years it was just happening. And I couldn't even fully explain it. And I'd written about it in the group what he did on Valentine's Day. He planned he had never really planned much of anything before that. And I had reached out to him and I just said, it was just casually, you doing anything on Valentine's Day? Because I knew he wasn't seeing other people and I knew that he wanted to see me. So I just mentioned it because he was kind of keeping his distance from my comfort a little bit at that time. So I just mentioned it. And he goes, wear a nice dress. Don't plan a thing. I've got it. And so he picked me up. He made reservations and brought me to brunch. After he brought me flowers too. But he made reservations, brought me to brunch. He took me back to the place where we met and we took a walk. He brought me to a winery for a wine tasting. He brought me to a bookstore to pick out a book that I wanted. He came back and he played a song for me on his guitar. We went out to dinner and he made a reservation there. And then we came back and he drew me a bubble bath and lit candles all around the bathroom.
Wow. That's a full on Valentine's Day, Dana.
Yeah. Someone who'd never really planned almost anything before that. He planned a long weekend for us in the city in New York a few weeks later. Mm. And just so many things have changed with his level of stepping up and the initiative and the things that he's doing for me.
Wow, beautiful. So now you feel like you're not doing everything, I'm assuming, and paying it all and paying the bills, and he's just for the ride. You really witnessed him step into that role of a more masculine role.
Yeah, in fact, the last four times we've gone out to dinner, he says, I've got this. He's planned it. He's come home and he said, I'd like to take you out tonight. And so I haven't paid for anything in a while. He's brought me flowers a week or so ago. Yeah. He planned a lot of things for us.
Have you talked about what happened or no?
Not really.
I love it.
He knows that I've been working on myself in certain ways, but he doesn't really know. Yeah. Not really. But he's identified that he sees a change in my energy, though, and he knows that that's something that has affected him. So he's acknowledged that.
Yeah. So I wanted to mention something super important because, as I said, you know what, we talk to a lot of women every day, and a lot of women come into a discovery call saying, and I know this is a prevalent kind of notion there, when it comes to relationships, this word communication comes up a lot, you know, like we need better communication. We need better tools. How do I communicate? This is a communication problem. And I'm like, is it really? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Let's dig deeper and really see what is the problem here. And obviously we what we do in the program is we specialize in that polarity, and like the polarity is the problem, not necessarily communication. So I love what you said in terms of, here I was feeling resentful, unfulfilled. I was doing everything, you know, all of that. And I told him about it. I told him so many times. And you know what? Half of the time it wasn't even heard. But the times that it was heard, it was kind of like, okay, but it didn't do anything. So in my experience, I mean, look, communication is great, right? Like, obviously, we need to communicate. We need to talk to each other. But a lot of the times, that is actually not the problem, because communication is just words. Like, you can sit and you can communicate and you can use all these active listening and whatever. I mean, all of this is good, well and good, but these are like surface level tools, especially when you talk to men. The most common scenario is what? The woman is unhappy in the relationship. She's like, we need to talk. And he's like rolling his eyes and like, oh boy, yep. Here we go. Every yeah. man knows this and he hates it. And it's like the worst thing that can happen. He doesn't want to talk about it because he knows what this is about. We're going to sit down and she's going to tell me what I'm doing wrong. She's going to tell me what to do, what she doesn't like. And I'm just going to sit there and be like, what do you want me to do? Okay, fine. Like, you know, so I love that you said that. And that's what we see in the program. That's what I'm like, have you talked about it? No. And when women ask, do I need to tell my boyfriend? No, because it's not in the words that you use. It's how you show up. It's the work that you do, when you're focusing on yourself, when you're applying all these principles, everything changes. You don't even need to talk to anyone about anything, and you will see your man step up and really feel that in you once you start leaning back. I mean, obviously, we also, you know, in the program, we teach boundaries and how to communicate your boundaries focused on your feelings. And again, it's all about you. It's not about him. So I love that you said that, because there was no communication there and you just didn't work. Yeah. You practice, you used your tools, you understood that polarity principle. And so beautiful to see you go through this experience where you shifted and transformed. So I'm super happy for you. I also know that you use these tools, you know, to attract the job in your life that you love and everything. So that's great. But let's wrap this conversation up, Dana, with one last question. Is for women listening right now who perhaps have had a similar situation just like you, you know, who've done a lot of work on themselves and perhaps are struggling in their dynamics with men. Maybe they are where you were before you started. What would you tell them? And why would you recommend jumping on a discovery call and enrolling into the program and joining us?
Yeah, well, I would say one of my favorite things about the program and the whole approach is that it's not like other resources out there when it comes to dating and men. There's no game playing. It's not about how to act or how to be. It's about finding yourself, really, ultimately. And it's about what's true and what's real and authentic for you. So in a way, I feel like that's such a release of a burden that we carry. We feel like we have to act and be a certain way. And I mean, is that true or not? But ultimately, that's not the point. And I love that it's about finding our own authentic voice and energy and being in that and honoring ourselves and our needs first. And I think that that is just such an invaluable tool in all things in life, and not just dating and relationships. And I would also just say that one of the biggest takeaways for me, and I think for anybody, is if you're sick of running on the hamster wheel of repeating the same mistakes and the same problems, because it gets exhausting. And none of us want to just keep playing out those same scenarios over and over again. That's where I was. And so the ability to experience real change and real relief and a new outlook on how I can approach my life and my relationship with myself and my relationship with my boyfriend and my relationship with my job and my relationship with just life in general, instead of defaulting to the old patterns that got me where I was. So I would encourage anyone to give it a try and just try to have faith that there's something more.
Yeah, beautiful. So for everybody listening, if you have watched my webinar, which is still the webinar that you have watched, Dana, when you joined the program, and if you haven't watched it, I encourage you to go to girlskill.com/webinar. But if you have watched and you're inspired by Dana's story, apply for your discovery call at girlskill.com/apply, and then we'd love to talk to you, and then you can book your call and then see if this is the right fit for you and have you in the program. All right, Dana, thank you so much. And as I said, I'm so inspired by you and by all the women who are just doing the work. And, you know, I'm like, how did this all come together? And all these women are just so, I mean, you're my biggest inspiration. What I do, why I get up in the morning, you know, and hear, see your stories, read your updates, and how, you know, a woman like you can go through this process. And the biggest, I guess, client success stories, well, besides the fact that my relationship dynamic changed and I'm attracting different types of men, obviously this is the result that we're looking for. But I think even in some of your posts, when I see a woman really embodying the change and the transformation, and whenever she's dealing with a challenge, she's not anymore, what do I do or how do I fix this? Like, she knows, you know, she knows the tools. And I also want to thank you for now stepping into the role where you actually are giving feedback to other women and helping them out through their journey, because that's what I'm so proud of, the community that we have created, you know, because of women like you who have seen the change. And I know you've recently did a few comments on the new women. So I want to thank you for that, for your contribution into the community, because that's what it's all about. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Dana. You have a great day, and I'll see you on the inside because you're still there with us. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you too.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So, I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result. And I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. we have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.